We're all in this together. This is what I kept repeating yesterday evening as I stopped on my way to lock up the church. That's two consecutive days of locking up the church. Thank you very much. To address a neighbor's question about the patriotic selection the church bells have been playing nightly. We're all in this together. And something about a magical belfry DJ, that was my explanation, basic form. As the world suffers, as our country suffers, America the Beautiful this week is supposed to be a reminder of our unity, not some two-party political statement that we're subtly making. That's why that's why the magical belfry DJ chose it this week. We're all in this together. While I hope we have a growing sense of this, it's true that our togetherness can only go so far, not because we're Republicans or Democrats at heart, but because some have felt tremendous suffering during these days. The rest of us more something like tremendous inconvenience. For those first, for those ways of isolation, for those departures from community and togetherness, Jesus brings us our gospel words this morning. As a bit of a spoiler, these will also be heard this coming Sunday. More familiarly, though, they're the words popular at many funerals. And there's an obvious reason for this. I'm going to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. I will come back again and take you to myself. We're all in this together, true. But some of us are suffering a good bit more than others. Jesus has words for that, comfort for that. Best of all, hope for that. May we notice the inner dwelling place he is working on in us. May we entrust loved ones and sufferings to one committed to building a dwelling place to come.